There are fresh calls for a crackdown on junk food advertising today, with a new report showing how children's food choices are influenced by celebrities endorsing certain foods and brands. The study surveyed 1,300 children in grades 5 and 6 at Melbourne primary schools, and it found boys were strongly influenced when a male sports star endorses a product. Health groups say the survey is proof that tougher measures are needed to curb junk food advertising and the sponsorship of sport by fast food labels. Here's the ABC's consumer affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
Fast food companies have a strong presence in Australian sport, and there are specific programs for young people, like McDonald's Macpac in the AFL.
Well, g'day Macpackers, it's Jack Riewoldt here from the Richmond Football Club, and today...
Researchers from the Centre for Behavioural Research in Cancer at the Cancer Council wanted to know if linking sport to food works on children. They asked children to compare which product they would choose when offered a plain labelled packet or one that featured a sports celebrity or nutritional claims such as high in calcium. Boys were 65% more likely to choose a product if it featured a male sports star. Jane Martin from the Obesity Policy Coalition is one of the report's authors.
We showed them two packets of basically unhealthy food, but one was slightly healthier than the other. So things like chicken nuggets, that kind of thing. They either saw the plain package of just the food, and then we showed them a package with nutrient content claims or a sports celebrity endorsement or some other promotional technique such as a premium with the product. And we looked at what they thought of it. And the two very powerful things were for boys, if it had a male sports person on them, that increased the likelihood of them choosing the unhealthy product. So there was some influence of that. And the other thing was also the use of nutrient content claims like high in calcium.
The report also takes aim at fast food companies' sports sponsorship. Jane Martin says marketing such as the KFC's cricket sponsorship and the McDonald's Macpac program falls outside the fast food industry's two self-regulated advertising codes.
I mean, the thing is, we've got an obesity epidemic. So really, it's sending absolutely the wrong messages.
The Australian Food and Grocery Council says the study is flawed because it fails to gauge the impact male sports stars have in encouraging children to be active. The council's Gary Dawson says the industry codes on junk food advertising are a success.
It pretty much is at world's best practice. We look around the world at what other countries are doing in this space, and of course a lot of the big companies are operating across different jurisdictions. So we watch what's happening around the world and have it independently assessed.
Lawyer Belinda Reeve is researching the codes for her PhD at the University of Sydney.
I'm finding that the codes have a number of very critical loopholes in their terms and conditions. Some of those loopholes would be that the codes only apply to food advertising that specifically targets children. And what that means is that it doesn't actually reduce children's exposure to advertising.
McDonald's says the Macpac program was developed to support grassroots AFL and to encourage kids to stay active. The AFL says player agreements with McDonald's are negotiated individually. Cricket Australia says the income it receives from its KFC sponsorship provides a broader benefit to the community, and it proactively encourages children to be active.
The ABC's consumer affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.